Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Good morning. Today, I'm going to talk about dating and taking risks during coronavirus because so many people are going through this, not realizing or not knowing who to take a risk with and who not to take a risk with when you're dating and getting to know people. Now, when you're talking to people and they're pressuring you, oh, let's meet. First of all, my recommendation is this. Do not meet people right away, okay? Because you want to see if this person is even worth your time to meet. Especially in the world that we're living in today with the coronavirus and, you know, it's not going away anytime soon. So the thing is this, whoever you're talking to, you want to make sure that this person puts in the work, puts in the effort to try to get to know you as a person. And the way they do that is by getting on the phone with you and talking to you on a regular basis, on a daily basis, and making that effort to get to know you, okay? Not just talking to you once or twice, touching base with you and say, come on, let's meet. No, that's not somebody that you take a chance to go meet, okay? This person, you should have had at least 10 conversations on the phone with that person and make sure that this person is worth your time because so many of these people that you talk to on the online dating apps or on social media are not worth you taking a risk to go meet somebody. Now, let's get into the point of when you do go to meet somebody. Here's the thing, you guys. When you meet somebody, do not go anywhere indoors with that person, okay? Number one, you should not have somebody to your house and you should not be going to their house for a lot of different reasons. Even if you didn't have the coronavirus, okay, for a safety reason, you don't know that person. People put on facades. A lot of people are not who you think they are. So do not go to anybody's house or have them to your house unless you know that person well. That's number one. Number two, because of the pandemic, they just slowed down indoor dining in New York City because of what's going on in the U.S. with the influx of cases that are happening now in Florida, Texas, Arizona, California, because a lot of these states opened too quickly, too soon, all right? So the thing is, if you do go on a date, obviously you want to meet them outside. You want to be sure to have a mask on. I recommend go somewhere where you could take a walk. Make sure you stay 6 feet distancing, all right? And you this person has to be willing to play by the rules and respect that. And that should be an indicator as to somebody that you would want to date. Because if somebody's reckless and they're just saying, oh, what are you worried about this for? Meanwhile, there's over 100,000 deaths in the U.S. alone, all right? That is somebody that is reckless. Do you want somebody that's reckless like that and be in a relationship? Imagine how they would deal if you had children, okay? That could be somebody that wouldn't put a seatbelt on a kid and think that it's okay. So it's an indicator as well as to somebody that is a responsible person, all right? Responsible people respect you and respect their environment and respect their neighbor. And that is somebody that you should want to be around. Somebody that doesn't have a problem with meeting you, social distancing with you, not pressuring you, and not pressuring you to, you know, be in an indoor situation, okay? The reason that I say it's better to meet outdoors is because with the coronavirus, there's been studies in the New England Journal of Medicine where it has been airborne. They have done a study where it has been airborne, the aerosols for up to 3 hours. So they don't have enough information on this virus. They're still studying it. That's why I say if you meet somebody, play it safe, meet them outdoors, okay? And you have to understand something. You know, it's like I tell a lot of people that I know that are really, you know, going crazy with the quarantine and not being able to date. I can't reinforce it enough. This will pass. Yes, it's going to take time. Yes, it is like being in a wartime situation, but it will pass just like all the other pandemics in the past have passed, okay? It's a marathon, but the thing is, this is a good time to get to know somebody on a mental level, not necessarily on the physical, okay? Not necessarily jumping in and feeling that chemistry and, you know, having physical relationships with somebody right away, but it's getting to know somebody on the physical, on the mental level. And that's even more powerful and that's better, okay? So if you're going to meet somebody and you want to say, okay, I'm dating, who's worth the risk and who's not worth the risk? I'm going to tell you who's worth the risk. The person that puts the time in getting to know you, the person that makes you a priority, the person that contacts you on a regular basis, the person that listens to you when you talk, the person that is asking you detailed questions about yourself and not just generalized questions about the world or everything going on. People that show interest in you and they show it on a consistent basis. Those are the people that are worth the risk of going to meet during the pandemic, okay? If you really feel that urge that you want to meet that person, meet that person, meet them outside, meet them with a mask on, social distance, obviously, okay? And they should also as well respect that, okay? You want somebody that does not pressure you in any way, okay? Because if you look at it from the other scenario, if you just go meet everybody that asks you to go meet you, and there will be a lot, there are a lot of people on these dating apps that really are not taking this virus seriously, all right? That are going and meeting people, that are hooking up with people, and they will pay for it later. They will pay for it later because this virus is all over the place and you're playing with your life. You're playing with passing it on to a parent or a grandparent. Okay. It's not worth the risk. Okay. It's not worth the risk. So if you really, really like somebody, that's why I say, who's worth the risk? Who's not worth the risk? Somebody worth the risk is somebody that has put in the time and the effort. That's somebody worth the risk of going to meet. And when you do meet them on a social distance matter, and somebody who's worth it will have no problem waiting for the right time for any kind of physical connection with you. So keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. The other thing, too, you have to be aware of, you know, I have a good friend. She works in the ICU in a New York City hospital. And they said, even if somebody has recovered from the coronavirus, they say you still have to be careful 39 days. They told them in the hospital, you have to wait 39 days from when somebody has recovered from the coronavirus. They don't even know enough about this virus. So why risk it? You have to wait it out, you guys. You have to wait it out. You could get fulfillment in a relationship in other ways. Yeah, it may not be a physical way of, you know, the way you would want it, you know, where you could be together. You could be, you know, having that physical touch and connection and, you know, any kind of sexual thing that you may want to have going on. But isn't your health worth more? Okay, isn't your life worth more? You could still have relationships with people. You could still have relationships. It's just you have to wait on that physical relationship with that person. And that's a good way to test somebody to see if they're worth it. Because if they're worth it and if they care about you as a person and truly want to get to know you, they will have no problem being patient. They will be understanding. And this is another point I make in all my podcasts. You want somebody who's kind and understanding. Because not just with the coronavirus, but with any kind of thing that could come up in your life, you want to be with somebody that is understanding. Because there will always be things in life that come along. There could be somebody that gets sick. There could be somebody that loses their job. There could be a lot of other things that go on in people's lives that you have to deal with, the good and the bad. So if somebody is truly understanding, they'll understand with the coronavirus that social distancing is very important. They will be somebody that has educated themselves and is aware of the dangers of this virus, okay? Not somebody that is not looking at the whole scenario, okay? And is just looking for their own pleasures. They're just negating the whole fact with the virus, saying, oh, what are you worried for? Oh, this is all ridiculous. Don't let people sway you. Don't let people sway you, all right? This virus is no joke, all right? It's no joke, and you have to take it seriously. And if you have to, you know, ride it out, you have to ride it out, and you have to say to yourself, okay, you know, dating is not the same it used to be, but dating could also be on a mental level as well. It doesn't always have to be on the physical level. The physical level will come in time. And the ones that are really worth it will have no problem riding it out with you. Okay? So in sum, if you're going to meet somebody, meet them outdoors. I can't say it enough. Meet them outdoors, okay? Because when you're indoors, the aerosols, you know, are in the air, all right? They've proved it with the the air conditioning systems and everything like that. So if you meet them outdoors, okay? And make sure before you meet them that they have gotten on the phone with you, you know, a number of times and really proven that they really want to get to know you before you take a chance of going and meeting somebody. And wear your mask and be safe, okay, you guys? And just remember that this is not forever. It will pass. It will pass. But I wanted to just do this little podcast because so many people are confused. They're like, what do I do? You know, how do I date during this? You know, if you have to date on the virtual level, you know, you have to get on and Zoom date, or you have to, you know, talk on the phone and everything like that. And put in the time, and when you feel like it's right to meet that person, go meet them in a public outdoor setting. And that's how you do it. That's how you do it. And we just have to take it one day at a time. Each day something changes in the world. And the bottom line is you want to be safe, okay? Because as uncomfortable as it is to deal with coronavirus and to deal with quarantine, trust and believe it's better than laying in a hospital bed with a tube down your nose on a ventilator. So keep that in mind and take it seriously, okay? I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. If anybody is interested in any kind of email or phone coaching, please go to the link in my bio and have a great day.